This episode of Brain Ready is brought to you in part by Do Matcha. Come discover Do Matcha, an ancient Japanese green tea where over 700 years of combined matcha growing expertise goes into every cup. That's www.domatcha.com. Brain Ready, dedicated to helping you fight mental aging the easy and convenient way so you can finally turn back the clock on the effects that getting older has on your brain. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Ready Braincast, episode 16. If you're new to Brain Ready, our Braincasts are the first brain exercise audio programs ever, making it easy, convenient, yet highly effective to get your daily brain exercise from almost anywhere, anytime, even while you're busy doing other things. Whether you're going for a walk, at the health club, sitting in traffic, or just having breakfast, why not turn these routine activities into anti-aging opportunities that will help you turn back the clock on the mental decline we all face with age, even as young as your 30s and 40s? We all know that we need to exercise and eat right to keep our bodies healthy, but as we've learned, recent research has shown that our brains also need exercise, perhaps even more, in order to keep your most important asset functioning properly, to keep it sharp, even to help ward off the big mental diseases we all face, such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and memory loss. But dealing with confusing brain exercise programs and expensive subscriptions and puzzle books is just a huge pain for most people, and therefore it's easy to lose interest. Few have the time, the money, or the patience. Well, that's where Brain Ready comes in. You can finally get your daily brain exercise just by listening, from anywhere, anytime, even while you're busy doing other things. So whether you're listening to these brain exercise audio programs, or zipping through our quick and easy Brain Flex worksheets and books, listening to our meditative new creativity and memory-focused Visualize Volume 1 audiobook, or learning the latest brain health and anti-aging nutritional discoveries on the BrainReady.com blog and our newsletter, our goal at BrainReady is to make it incredibly easy, convenient, and fun to incorporate real brain exercises into your daily routine so that you can start whipping your brain and your overall health back into shape the fun and easy way. No more excuses. Find out more and sign up free at BrainReady.com. Okay, before we jump right into the brain exercises for this episode, here's a quick health news update with a few of the recent topics we've been covering on the BrainReady.com blog. Well, one of the topics we've been discussing recently on the BrainReady.com blog is rooibos. No, it's not about someone's boss named Roy. It's a South African native Afrikaans name for the red bush tea from that region, which you may have also heard of as red tea. Now, before you think, oh no, not another tea I need to be drinking, hold on, because this one is truly different. It has no caffeine. It's calming and relaxing, so you can drink it in the evening as well. It's safe for people of all ages. And then there are the health benefits. The array of health benefits spanning everything from brain health to skin allergies to stress and sleep problems to stomach problems and cancer and more, this amazing herbal tea is still surprisingly little known outside of South Africa, despite growing popularity and availability. Rooibos is a powerhouse of antioxidants, and on the brain health front, researchers at Iwate University in Japan recently found that rooibos tea protects the brain and nervous system against a process known as lipid peroxidation. This process occurs when damaging free radicals attack nervous tissue and brain cells, resulting in the destruction of the protective outer layers of our brain cells, which leads to cell death. And over time, the damage accumulates and can lead to degenerative brain diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So these Japanese researchers gave rooibos tea to a group of rats for a 2-year period and then examined their brains. Remarkably, they found that there was hardly any difference between the brains of the older rats treated with rooibos tea compared with the brains of newborn rats. By contrast, the brains of the control rats that were not given rooibos tea showed normal age-related changes, such as widespread destruction of brain tissue. That's pretty amazing. So the scientists concluded that this amazing protection was due to the tea's ability to prevent the age-related buildup of damaged material in the brain. Wow. Rooibos tea also contains a number of active ingredients that have been shown to treat a variety of other conditions, from skin allergies to eczema, stress, sleep problems, stomach upset, indigestion, and nervous tension, and much more. The redbush plant's high mineral content, flavonoids, and other elements help fight inflammation and age-related degeneration. Further, scientists at the University of Milan, Italy, have found that rooibos tea contains one of the most powerful of all known flavonoids. It's called aspalathin-2, which helps to explain the strong brain-protective effects. Rooibos tea may even help chronic diseases such as cancer and HIV. We could go on and on, but suffice to say that rooibos tea is something that we at Brain Ready have incorporated recently and are now devout fans. We drink it daily, and it's particularly great in the evening, as it seems to help encourage more restful sleep as well. So read more about the health benefits of rooibos tea on the BrainReady.com blog. Well, another topic we've been discussing recently is the natural supplement called phosphatidylserine, which is thankfully better known by its more pronounceable abbreviation, PS. PS is a naturally occurring molecule known as a phospholipid and has been shown to be important for the integrity and maintenance of the brain cell membranes. Now, because it's depleted by stress hormones such as cortisol, it's often deficient in people with chronic stress, which, given how many of us fit into that category, that may well mean you. That's where PS supplementation may be beneficial, particularly because this is a natural element in our bodies and brains that may simply become depleted from such factors as stress, and hence may be just one more element contributing to one's mental decline. PS is also noteworthy because it's been studied and identified as promising for those experiencing cognitive decline. Dietary supplementation with PS has been shown to slow, halt, and in many cases even reverse age-related cognitive decline. Now, that's pretty impressive. Now, PS is particularly interesting because it's been scientifically established to be among the most effective substances to consistently result in the often dramatic cognitive improvements and enhancements of higher brain functions. And sure enough, many PS users can attest to the whole brain benefits that they feel. One BrainReady user emailed us recently to say that PS is the one brain supplement that actually just made my brain power and mental abilities feel like they used to. And that's consistent with the kind of non-specific, overall brain-boosting effects that many claim PS provides. So learn more about PS and many other natural brain supplements in our new BrainReady blog series called The Best Natural Brain Supplements on BrainReady.com. Okay, now we're ready to dive into our BrainReady exercises for this episode. As usual, we're going to start with a relaxing, meditative, creative visualization and memory exercise to get you warmed up before moving on to some simple math, logic, and other exercises. These visualizations help to exercise your spatial, creative, memory, and visual brain areas, which most of us simply don't get to exercise enough during our typical days as we should. Ready? Get comfortable, relaxed, and ideally in a quiet place where you can really close your eyes and focus. Here we go. Picture yourself standing on a frozen lake in Minnesota in winter. There's a light dusting of snow covering the ice, so you can walk on it without slipping too easily. The air is cold and your breath shows as you breathe, but it's not too cold, possibly due in part to the gray cloud cover all around you. And you feel warm in your winter jacket, your hat, and gloves, and boots that you're wearing. It's calmingly silent, just the sound of your breathing, the jacket and shoes rustling as you look around. Try to imagine this relaxing frozen lake scene. Take yourself there. Look around at the open, snow-dusted frozen lake in front of you. Take it all in. What does it look like? And now the air, what does it smell like? Do you smell a bit of wood or some reeds in the lake area shrubs? What do you see near the shore edges? Are there trees? Or perhaps bamboo-like reeds? Is there a forest nearby? Do the trees have leaves, or are they now bare from the winter cold? Now start walking. Walk further out onto the frozen lake. What do your footsteps sound like, stepping on the crunchy light layer of snow covering the ice? Okay, walk a bit faster now. You notice that there are some snowflakes starting to come down. You see thin hints of white across the lake, and you feel a few flakes hitting your face and melting. What does that feel like? As you're walking with these snowflakes lightly hitting your face and melting, think about that. Now stop walking for a moment and stand perfectly still. Listen. Just listen to the faint sound of snowflakes hitting the ground. Now stick out your tongue and catch a snowflake in your mouth. What does it feel like as a flake melts in your mouth? And what does it taste like? Now look over to your left, to the left side of the lake shore. You see a small greenish old shack perched right next to the shore with a partially caved-in rooftop. Walk over to this old shack. As you approach the small entrance to the shack, you can see inside through the missing doorway that there's some sort of machinery or old engine equipment in there. It takes up much of the space. Walk into the shack now. Look down at the old rusty machinery. What does it look like in detail? You notice some writing or marking on one of the main pipe pieces. It says Sears Roebuck Corporation, 1897. What does that writing look like in detail on the old rusty pipe? Now you notice that one of the pipes leads down across the floor of the shack and outside to the lake. What do you think this machine was? This shack? What was it used for a long time ago? Was it perhaps some sort of old pump room system that pulled water from the lake to the nearby houses? Or was it something else? Now look to the left side of the shack along the wall. Surprisingly, you see a small green button. It's blinking. This old dusty green button is actually blinking. It must be powered by something. Go ahead and press the green button now. As you press the button, suddenly an old light in the ceiling of the shack illuminates, and the machinery in the room vibrates with a deep chugging sound, like an old steam train. What does that sound like as this machinery is starting up? And what does the room look like now, illuminated by the overhead dim light and the equipment chugging along and coming to life? Now you hear the sound of running water through a metal pipe. It's a distinct sound of flowing water, almost like hearing a shower from another room. Imagine that sound right now. Now, what does the room smell like with the engine chugging away and the water flowing? What would that smell like in the room? You notice that the room is suddenly becoming very warm. Too warm for your winter clothes. It's becoming humid. It almost feels like a late summer afternoon. Take off your coat and your hat, your gloves and your boots. Picture yourself setting down these items on the floor of the shack. It's getting even warmer now, as if it's no longer winter. It's almost tropical in the shack. Is it from the equipment running, or something else? You hear the sound of birds chirping, and the wind behind you from outside. Turn around towards the shack entrance from where you came in, and look outside. The lake is now water. The ice is gone. There are ducks and birds and lily pads in the lake. The trees are out in full bloom. This can't be, but it's suddenly mid-summer outside. Step outside the shack now towards the lake shore and breathe in the warm summer air. What does this Minnesota lakeshore summer air smell like? Really imagine that. Breathe it in. What do you see around you? How does the lake and its surroundings look different from when it was all frozen and bare? Feel the warm afternoon wind on your face, and listen to the sound of the buzzing bugs and birds landing in the water. Imagine this now. How is this possible? Does it have something to do with a strange engine room? This water machine from the 1800s? What could it be? And how will you get back to where you came from, now that the lake is no longer frozen and you can't walk back on it? Will you walk along the shoreline to get back? Or will you enter the lake and swim back? Decide now, which will you do? Okay, great. Do you feel like you were just using other areas of your brain you don't normally get to use often enough? Well, if you like these relaxing visualization exercises, be sure to check out our brain exercise audiobook called Visualize Volume 1, which gives you a whole CD's worth of these visualizations and exercises your memory, spatial, and creative brain areas through several complete visualization episodes. It's a relaxing, meditative way to help fight memory loss and also losing your creative and spatial imagination abilities as you age. And you can download the audiobook right to your computer and listen to it wherever you like, whenever you like, on your iPod or your portable music player, right there on your computer, in your car, anywhere. For more info or to download, go to brainready.com. Okay, moving on. Now it's time for Simple Math in the Mind. As we've learned in our other Braincast episodes, the research suggests that doing simple math equations quickly is one of the best mental workouts you can do, particularly for your most used prefrontal cortex. This is a great one to do while walking or jogging or sitting in traffic, or really any other activity that allows your brain to focus on solving these simple equations in your mind quickly. The goal is just to try to keep up, to do the simple math in your head without stopping. Ready? Here we go. 2 + 6. 7 × 2. 16 − 9. 5 + 5. 9 × 7. 11 − 8. 3 + 4. 10 − 2. 4 × 7. 1 + 0. 8 − 7. 12 − 3. 5 × 7. 4 + 7. 6 + 8. 1 × 6. 9 + 3. 9 × 9. 5 − 5. 5 + 1. 0 × 3. 7 + 8. 8 × 7. 9 × 3. 6 + 3. 8 + 6. 4 × 3. Okay, great job. Now we're going to go a little bit faster. See if you can keep up, and don't worry if you can't. What counts is just doing the exercise. We're going to take your brain from a walking state to a jogging state. Ready? Here we go. 10 − 3. 4 × 4. 9 + 5. 8 − 5. 2 × 4. 8 + 3. 12 − 4. 9 × 8. 5 + 0. 5 + 7. 5 × 3. 16 − 7. 9 − 8. 6 × 7. 9 − 1. 9 × 9. 11 − 2. 7 + 8. 8 × 6. 2 × 5. 6 + 2. 3 × 2. 8 + 5. 6 − 3. 2 + 6. 14 − 8. 4 + 4. 2 × 9. 7 − 2. 4 + 6. 7 − 3. Okay, great job. Now we're going to take it one notch faster. Just do your best to keep up, and don't worry if you can't. Ready? Here we go. 10 − 6. 5 + 0. 7 × 7. 8 − 7. 4 + 4. 13 − 5. 7 × 3. 3 × 8. 5 + 4. 9 + 5. 5 × 7. 13 − 9. 3 + 8. 9 − 2. 9 × 8. 4 + 7. 2 × 5. 5 − 3. 7 + 2. 5 × 9. 7 + 6. 9 − 7. 4 × 6. 11 − 2. 4 × 9. 2 + 8. 7 × 0. 2 + 5. 10 minus 5, 8 plus 7, 6 times 5, 9 minus 9, 6 plus 1, 3 plus 7, 6 minus 3, 4 plus 6, 3 plus 4, 7 minus 5, 2 times 3, 7 times 6, 7 plus 7, 9 times 7, 13 minus 8. Great job. How did you do? It's okay if you missed some or several of the answers because of the very fast speed. Our goal is just intense brain exercise. Now, if you feel like you're just getting warmed up and could do these better if you try them all again, feel free to skip back to the beginning of the first math exercise and try them all again. You'll probably find after doing these only one time, you'll already be able to solve more of the problems and keep up than your previous try. Now we're going to move on to this week's logic and reasoning. This one is great for your overall brain power across almost all areas, including memory, as you're doing these entirely in your head without paper or visuals, so it's perfect for these brain-ready audio programs. Ready? Here we go. There are 7 rocks in a small basket. 3 of the rocks are black-colored, and the rest are gray. If you add 4 black-colored rocks to the basket, how many gray rocks will there be? I'll say it again. There are 7 rocks in a small basket. 3 of the rocks are black-colored, and the rest are gray. If you add 4 black-colored rocks to the basket, how many gray rocks will there be? Well, the correct answer is 4 gray rocks. As there were 3 black, the rest, or 4 of them, must be gray. And then we added 4 more black rocks, so there's still just 4 gray ones. The key is to focus on the details in the question asked. Try to filter out the extraneous information. That's what makes this such a good brain exercise. Okay, next. Kathleen and Susan are meeting their friend Natalie for coffee at a nearby cafe. Natalie is about 10 minutes walk from the cafe, and Kathleen and Susan are about 5 minutes walk. Susan has to finish up some work before they can leave and says she'll just join Kathleen and Natalie at the cafe as soon as she can. Who will arrive to the cafe first if Natalie and Kathleen leave at the same time? We'll say that one again. Kathleen and Susan are meeting their friend Natalie for coffee at a nearby cafe. Natalie is about 10 minutes walk away from the cafe, and Kathleen and Susan are about 5 minutes away. Susan has to finish up some work before they can leave, and says she'll just join Kathleen and Natalie at the cafe as soon as she can. Who will arrive to the cafe first if Natalie and Kathleen leave at the same time? Well, the correct answer would be Kathleen, as she's just 5 minutes away compared to Natalie, who is 10 minutes away. The fact that Susan needs to leave later is irrelevant to the question asked. Yes, that was a hard one. Okay, one more of these. You're packing some vitamins and supplements for your upcoming trip. You'll be leaving on a Wednesday and returning the following Tuesday night. Now, assuming you take your supplements daily in the afternoon, how many days' worth of supplements do you need to pack? I'll say it again. You're packing some vitamins and supplements for an upcoming trip. You'll be leaving on a Wednesday and returning the following Tuesday late at night. Now, assuming you take your supplements daily in the afternoon, how many days' worth of supplements do you need to pack? Well, the correct answer is 7 days, as you need supplements for 7 full days' worth. Okay, great job. Now let's move on to this week's Follow the Numbers. It's simple math, but with a twist. Try to keep solving the running equation in your head as it goes. For example, 3 plus 5 minus 2 plus 4, and so on. The goal is just to try to keep up. Ready? Here we go. 6 plus 7 minus 3 times 3 plus 2 divided by 8 minus 2 times 3. Did you answer 6? If so, great job. If not, feel free to skip back and try this one again until you can keep up and finish with the correct answer. Okay, next one. 2 plus 13 times 3 plus 2 divided by 1 minus 7 plus 2 minus 2. Did you answer 40? Okay, one more of these. 8 minus 3 times 5 minus 10 minus 4 times 2 plus 3 minus 10 times 2. The correct answer is 30. Now, if you had difficulty following along or feel that you could do better now that you're all warmed up, go ahead and skip back and try this whole section again. If you're using an iPod or in Apple iTunes, you can easily skip back using the back arrow on your iPod or from selecting the Follow the Numbers section from the chapter list within iTunes. Okay, and now for our last section of exercises for this episode, we're going to do a quick blast of cross-training exercises. We call it the Brain Blast. It's a variety of fast, one-off questions designed to prod different areas of your brain into action. Ready? Here we go. Quick, use the word fixation in a sentence. Fixation. But it can't be the last word in the sentence. Do it now. Well, an example might be, Mary had a strange fixation about bears. Okay, now spell fixation. Did you say F-I-X-A-T-I-O-N? Okay, now use the word reticent in a sentence. Reticent. Well, an example might be, Lee was reticent to let go of his sports trophies. Now spell reticent. Did you say R-E-T-I-C-E-N-T? Quick, what's 2 times 2 times 2? It's 8. How about 9 times 9 minus 10? It's 71. How about 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3? It's 12. Name a movie currently showing in theaters right now. Name 2 cities in China. Well, 2 examples might be Beijing and Shenzhen. Okay, name a city in Taiwan. Well, an example might be Taipei. Name 5 cities or towns near to where you currently live. Do it now. Okay, now describe in great detail, using as many adjectives as you can, the smell of burned or roasted corn. Come on, more detail. Okay, think back to when you were 16 years old. What were your favorite clothes back then? Your favorite outfit that you loved to wear? Think of it now and think of all the details about each item. Quick, think back and remember the smell of the home that you grew up in summertime. What did your childhood home smell like when it was really warm outside? Think back now. Okay, memorize the following number, 549-2872. Got it? Say it. Did you say 549-2872? Now memorize 615-549-2872. Got it? Say it. Did you say 615-549-2872? Okay, now we'll add more to it. Listen carefully. 10 615 949-2872. Got it? Now say it. Did you say 10-615-549-2872? Okay, now something on the end. 10-615-549-2872-01. I'll say it again. 10-615-549-2872-01. Say it now. Did you say 10-615-549-2872-01? Ooh, great job. How does your brain feel right now? Like it just got a complete cross-training workout? Now you can understand the power and importance of exercising your brain as well as your body. That wraps up our Brain Ready Braincast for episode 16. We hope you've already incorporated Brain Ready into your life and are already feeling sharper, smarter, and more alive. And thanks to all of you who continue to email us your stories about how Brain Ready has helped you and your loved ones. It's extremely rewarding for us to hear. Now, to really get the full mental cross-training you need, visit BrainReady.com and try out our completely free brain fitness programs, including our other BrainCast episodes, our addictive BrainFlex worksheets, and find out which natural foods and drinks help to fuel your brain and body and turn back the clock on aging, and even help prevent the big diseases we all should be concerned about taking steps to prevent now, no matter what your age. BrainReady also gives you the latest brain health news, research, and recommendations, plus links to our favorite recommended foods and supplements for brain health and optimal aging. And don't forget to sign up for the free BrainReady email newsletter, which delivers brain health and anti-aging news, free brain exercises, nutritional tips, and much more right to your email inbox. And if you do subscribe, be sure to add the address info@brainready.com to your email address book, as many email services may try to filter such outside emails as spam. That's www.brainready.com. Visit now and start getting your mental health back into shape and keep it that way for life. Thanks again for listening and see you on brainready.com. This has been a Brain Ready LLC production. Medical disclaimer. The statements and information provided in this broadcast and other BrainReady broadcasts and products are of a general nature and are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Always consult with your doctor or health practitioner regarding what is right for you and your specific health situation.